The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
KNUS. Billy gets after it. Good morning, everyone, on a 7:02. We stayed a little late. Wednesday morning, October 21, 2020. Good old 710 KNUS. Lines are jammed up. We can go right back to work. 710 KNUS Weather Center weather. This is the last of really good days. 73 the high. And then tonight, tomorrow, first cold day, kind of 62. And then it goes to Friday, 44. And it's going to be cold outside Sunday. It's going to be 30 for high and snow. We'll get a moment here to replay Channel 9 from last night. And the conversation takes a sudden swing. It is 13 days until Election Day. And the Hunter Biden email, which has really been an interesting story for me, but I thought we had bigger fish to fry given what's happened in Denver. We can go back to that, but everybody's had it up right now on Hunter Biden and Sloppy Joe. So what do you want to do here, Billy? You want to continue? We'll take calls. We'll go to Bill on line three. Hey, Bill, you're on a radio show. You waited. I appreciate it. Thanks, man, for going through that. It got heated. Hey.
No, that's okay. I got my headset on, and that's going to be a hard act to follow. But, yeah, I was calling in about the Channel 9 thing. I'm confused, Peter, honestly, on several levels. One is, so if Channel 9 hired Pinkerton and said not armed, how are they responsible for the fact that this guy's armed and unlicensed? Well, I don't get that.
I think that's a really good question. That's why Pinkerton has huge problems as well. And they subbed the job to a guy that is unlicensed. But what came out in their defense was, well, we hire armed guards all the time or security all the time.
Right.
And that puts Kyle Clark in his position, who has ridiculed people who say Denver's violent and the rest of that stuff. It'll come to pass. I mean, I don't know what will happen in a civil court.
I mean, Pinkerton, I imagine, I don't know anything about Pinkerton, but I imagine they hired armed and unarmed guards all the time.
Okay, well, this guy was carrying, though.
But, I understand, but I'm saying if Channel 9 hired them to hire someone who's legal and who's specified as not armed, to me that makes them the victim in a way.
They're not staking that position out. They're staking the position out now that Doloff did it in self-defense.
Well, right. But that's a separate issue. Why was he there armed and unlicensed in the first place? Channel 9 is a victim there. And then at that point, what Doloff did is he's responsible for, not Channel 9.
Yeah, but you
– and that was my other question I'm confused about. Here's the pictures I've seen. I've only seen these – I did see some video. It looks like a Channel 9 photographer where this guy who got killed is coming at the camera. You just kind of see his shoulder and stuff, but you can see it's him with his dress and his tattoos. He's coming at the cameraman aggressively, and then it cuts off. I don't see what happened after that. And then you see this other still shot where the gunman and the victim each had their arms extended towards each other, and you can't tell who's attacking and who's defending. And then the next picture is they're 10 feet apart. The guy's got the spray, and the other guy's got his gun pointed in his face. Mm-hmm. That's what I've seen. Well, so I don't know who hit who first is what I want to know.
Well, I think they'd seen each other all day, and this is belief, not knowledge. But they were tracking Jeremiah Elliott because Jeremiah Elliott was going to give them the, quote, the money shot, both Channel 9.
Right.
And if you believe Tig said he saw them huddle up before Keltner was killed. And the questions that I have, and these are the questions that will be in a civil court, I would imagine, that if Channel 9 had gone home and the Denver Post had gone home, would Keltner be alive? Was Jeremiah Elliott performing for the camera for Channel 9? And the other part of it, too, it gets back to who is Doloff? And should they have known more about Doloff? Is there a relationship between Doloff, Elliott, Zach Newman?
Well, are you saying that Channel 9 should have gone beyond Pinkerton and vetted the person they hired?
Well, that's one of the things the lawyers did. I'll read it to you. Nine's on the hook. bringing the killer to the rally. Channel 9 failed to investigate Dolph's background, and he said, can you say Mandalay Bay shooter? And the liability to failure to investigate by resort, liability of an employee is a greater duty. And it goes on to talk about money.
Pete, how is this different? I'm sure you remember this case well. How is this different from that time? Tom Tancredo hired a contractor to do his basement. The contractor
didn't do that. He never, ever. That was a lie. That was Denver Post lie.
No, he didn't hire a contractor to do his basement?
Yeah, he did. And
the contractor used illegals?
Well, nobody died, number one.
And they were trying to hang it on Tancredo.
Well, but there's two things that went on. And that was they allegedly, if you believe this, I have something else for you to buy. These two illegals went to the Denver Post, knocked on the door without ever giving their names, and their names were never printed, and they said, we just finished Tom Tancredo's basement. Do you believe that?
It seems like a setup. I didn't know that.
So we come full circle. And
well, what I'm saying, Pete, is he was. If, let's say that happened.
Right, say
I'm
true.
Sure that does okay. happen a
okay.
lot.
All right.
Is that his fault?
Tom's fault? No, fault? It wasn't Tom's
no,
fault.
On,
they,
not.
But they were after Tom to get Tom, to nail Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. That was the Denver Post. It was a rotten, underhanded thing the Post did, but they did it. And
yeah.
And they claimed, and again, I don't want to belabor the story, but they claimed that these two guys came, knocked on the door, and said, "We did," like they knew who Tancredo was, and they
yeah.
knew that his politics, what they were, and the Post opposed it.
Well,
come on.
He wasn't exactly a nobody. I mean, it's not inconceivable to me.
Tom never met them. He never knew who they were.
Yeah.
Anyhow, it doesn't matter. I think it was
a
scam.
If you hire somebody, who's a Pinkerton, I assume, is licensed to do business, they're insured, they're bonded, and they're in business, and you hire them to do something, and they don't do that, I mean, are you responsible, you yourself, personally, for their failure to perform? I don't know. That seems odd.
Well, here it is. The shooter is this unlicensed security guard with a documented far-left ties who gets hired by Denver NBC News in Channel 9. Really, the night before, he's in the lobby of Channel 7. Now, one of the positions that 9 stakes out is, his lawyer stakes out here. I got his lawyer's statement here, too. Come on, Peter. That he was not on a political mission, that he was, and this is, I think, your case. What the hell did I do with that thing? It's your case that he was just there. Come on, Peter, stupid. I was switching.
No, I'm not making a real case. I'm just asking questions.
Here it is. I'll read it to you. And this is the headline of 9. Criminal case against unlicensed security guard could come down to self-defense argument. This is Doug Richards, the attorney now for, quote, the Dolph family. And this is, I think, your position. Matt was acting in self-defense. Mac put his life and now his liberty in between the now deceased and the 9 News employee. That was not a political assignment for Matt. That was simply Matt protecting your employee. He aims it at 9. Now, 9 claims they didn't know he had a gun. But they out themselves in a story that they had been hiring security guards all along. They don't say whether they have guns or not. Now, is there a responsibility factor? And again, the other company, we've said it all along, that's got huge problems is Pinkerton.
Yes, they have huge problems.
Yeah.
They totally have huge problems. Say them in the sky. But to me, it boils down to, Pete, is who committed assault first? And I don't know the answer to that.
According you're right. According to people this was heated. The real question is if the TV and Denver Post photographers weren't there, and this has nothing to do with Kyle Clark. Kyle Clark stuff is another problem. That would this man have gone home alive?
Mm-hmm.
And was Jeremiah Elliott performing for Channel 9? Was there a relationship, a friendship, or some sort of relationship on the two occasions that Elliott has come forward in interviews? He uses the collective ours, meaning him and Channel 9, or I take it to be him and Channel 9. It'll be sorted out. Your call is really well received, though. It's very smart. I've thought the same things myself. But,
I think it's after who slapped who first, who put their hands out first.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen clear evidence of that, so I'm sure it's out there.
But the guy, he's reaching, they say, Hal Keltner was a right-handed shooter, but he's got the bear spray in his right. So he wasn't going for his gun, according, again, to people that I don't.
But, I mean, if if nothing else happened but shooting this bear spray, that's assault right there. Now, I'm sure, I think, but it looks like obviously before that they were in contact with each other. So to me, that's what it comes down to. If he committed, if somebody assaults you and then they're hitting you with bear spray, I mean, I would expect something bad to happen to me.
But there are people that are saying that, you know, why is Dolov's gone for the gun? Is he reaching in? Was there a strike first?
Right.
That's why I think McCann settled on second-degree murder. And I heard Randy say that, and I heard other people say
that. Yeah, and I think it's entirely possible that they had a hem and haw because they may not make that stick. I mean, this guy might get manslaughter, he might walk. Frankly,
I think with what Nine did yesterday, I think they're helping out with a self-defense, which is what they want. This is why I believe that Doug Richards, the attorney, his first line is Matt was acting in self-defense. It's his first line.
Yeah, some attorney was on the news yesterday saying, I forget who it was, I forget which channel it was or something, saying that if you're not being attacked...
Kyle Clark. I mean, Mitch Morrissey, Denver's old DA.
If it's not deadly force, then it's a tough... When you kill a guy, that self-defense is a tough hill to climb.
Well, but listen to him. Listen to him carefully because they're sending him... They're using their newsroom to help develop the self-defense that Dolov's going to need to get out of this.
Yeah.
Really good. Last comment.
No, that's it. I just want to make sure I wasn't misunderstanding or missing information because I still don't understand really what happened there. Who hit who first? To me, that's going to be huge in how this turns out.
But allowing, and the question, I think, gets back to what Teague and others have said, that they're working as a team. That the Nine guys and there's a trifecta of Jeremiah Elliott, Dolov, and Zach Newman, and was the Denver Post woman photographer.
Well, in their defense, they might feel a little under siege from like you.
No, listen to me. This is provable stuff. If they see them huddled, and I did see a picture when you have Elliott leaning on a fence and you see behind him walking crossways is the Post photographer. I mean, did they know he was the money shot? This is where they're going to have the problems, I think.
If you see a guy who's a rabble rouser and you're at one of these events, I mean, obviously, if you're a news guy, you're going to say, well, I don't want some peaceful little old lady with a pussy hat on, you know, just singing Kumbaya. I want to see the guy. If it bleeds, it leads, right? I mean, you want to see the action. I mean, that's just obvious.
Well,
it's like pro wrestling, right?
Yes and no. I mean, everything's pro wrestling. But the other part of it is, do they know that he's going to give them what they want? Now, I'm not talking about the murder. I'm not talking about murder. But he will ultimately give them... And did they encourage him to pull those antics? Remember, I mean, you can see where it's over. I mean, the demonstration is over, and these guys are filing out. People are going home and standing at the squeeze point. And he's acted up all day on people, acted up earlier on you know, other people that are part of our show, Casper and other folks that knew the guy. They watched the guy. He was circling. Yeah. He was picking fights. He was saying he was going to rape women. They were following him then.
If they got with him and said, hey, can you do this, can you do that, that'd be like a Wendy Bergen thing. That's like you're setting
up
this dogfight, okay?
We said that.
But if they were just following him knowing that he was a loose cannon and something was going to happen, and you know, you can't say, hey, pointing a camera at it.
No, but Teagan said on Tucker Carlson, do with us as you may, that they were huddled, his choice of words, not mine, and they said they have pictures of it. They have problems.
Okay.
You're a very good call, man. What do you do for real? What do you do for real without...
I'm a soon-to-be-retired project manager.
So very good. Where are you from? Are you Jersey or New York? Where are you from?
Long Island.
Long Island. No, man.
I was born in Manhattan, spent my little youth in the Bronx, then grew up on Long Island.
Very good call. Well thought out. Thanks, man. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
We go to Dave. Dave, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete. Long-time listener. It's been so many years that maybe I've called before, maybe not. Want to chat about...
<All right. laughs>
Really appreciate you, though. Keep up the good fight.
Thanks.
Want to say that talking about the security guard, you get into things like the duty to inquire and all these legal aspects, I'm not a lawyer, but you look at this guy. I mean, I'm an old guy, you know, approaching senior citizen, and I've been around the world. And you look at this guy. He's no bouncer. He's no security guard.
No, he's not.
If the guy wasn't armed, who would stand behind that guy?
I agree. And he has no shirt on. He has no hat on. He has no identification as a security guard.
Yeah.
We've had guys on the show that run security companies. And in fact,
yeah.
Newman says, well, let me get my press pass out of my pocket. Listen, I've been on a lot of, you wear your press pass around your neck.
Yeah.
And
but,
if you,
but it, even a bouncer.
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead. But I would say even a bouncer without a uniform, they're usually bad at it.
But they're standing
Come
at the
on.
Door. They're standing at the door with flashlights and checking IDs. You know. But no, but this guy, he's a roamer. He's roaming around, and he's got this guy with him. There's no identification. I've been, you know, even if the Post photographer is wearing a press vest. And then the Channel 9 guy says, can I, first of all, he said, there's a guy laying there dead. He wants to call his boss, and I got my press pass in my pocket. I have a Channel 9 news hat.
Yeah.
He's not wearing any of that stuff.
Yeah. And you know, without a weapon, that guy is zero physically intimidating.
No, he's not.
And I'm an old guy.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way about him. But look at him. He's in the lobby of Channel 7, apparently, the night before. Is he armed in the lobby of Channel 7? Channel 7 has come out and said, well, we didn't want anybody to have guns. Did you check him? Was there a, you know, did you go through a screen? Did you beep off a metal detector? I mean, 9 has problems, huge problems. And if Tegan's right, that they were huddled, his choice of words, not mine, they're all huddled up. And now they're coming out and they're letting this guy promote his GoFundMe on their television stations. God, that's horrible.
Yeah, I just can't believe it. It's just ridiculous.
It's not believable.
Yeah.
Smell test. Thank you, man. Very good call. 303-696-1971. Good morning, everyone. Jimmy Sangenberger's coming up. He did a great piece on Channel 9 and Kyle Clark. Another guy that did a really good piece. We're trying to get him on a show, Daniel Cole. And then Roberts is coming on about now the JonBenet case. And this year has been especially stressful. So much chaos, unreasonable fear, the elections, riots, Zoom, whether or not your kids are going to be going to school or in school or out of school, and wears you out. All this happens at the same time you need your strength the most. I saw Dr. McCallum yesterday. I was at her office. She was in Montana, but I saw Jarrett. And you need your strength the most. Trying to cope with life challenges be difficult, especially if you're physically run down. Dr. McCallum and the doctors at Synergenics can help. Hormone imbalances and stress and chronic pain contribute to fatigue and depression. If you're experiencing poor sleep, loss of energy, mood swings, there's hope. Synergenics can help. Call today and begin your journey back to health with Dr. McCallum and the team at Synergenics. Dr. McCallum changed my life. My daughter, she and her partners do the same thing for you. You call them at 720-387-3681. There's some threes. 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681, and talk to Jackie, make the 20-minute appointment. You speak to Dr. McCallum for 20 minutes on the phone. She's the best. 720-387-3681. I said this earlier. Spencer Davis died. Give me some loving. Okay. He was 81 years old. God, 710 KNUS.
We now return to the Peter Boyles Show.
A lot of email this morning. It's Wednesday morning. One line's open, 21 October 2020. 73 the high, 62 tomorrow, and then it drops down. You ever see this picture of Hunter Biden? He's got a cigarette in his mouth. He's cracked up. And it says, meet the energy expert that earned $20 million while his daddy was vice president and he was smoking crack. 710 KNUS Denver's talk station. A lot of conversation about Bill's call, which is very good. Doloff tried to open Keltner's jacket. Lee slapped him, and that's when he went for the gun. Again, I don't know that. And Billy is so beloved. you want to? I can't tell you a difference.
I'm certain. I know. I'm sure all the emails. Hope you die in a fire. Yes. I get those, yes.
I have a license to be here.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Don't you have a license to be here?
I'd like to meet you in a dark alley with a sharp knife. Yes, I know these people. Thank you.
I have a manager's license from Stanley Blackburn that says I can be here ringside, right?
Exactly. I don't even belong in this territory. What am I doing here?
This is an invasion.
Can someone turn my mic off, please?
You belong on a liberal station. You're invading the station, Billy. Our friends at Anderson's VAC, and then we'll do this Channel 9 thing again from last night. Our friends at Anderson's VAC now have opened the Aurora store 1521 Do it right, Peter. 15261 East Mississippi. That's 15261 East Mississippi in Aurora. 6 days a week. And, of course, the original story. Original story. God, it's one of those mornings. Original store, 3424 South Broadway, 6 days a week. They have a red tag sale going on right now on vacuums. Peter's Picks of the Month. Available only to 710 listeners because you know. They have a largest in stock, ready to go vacuum. And look at this weather. It's going to be inside. People bringing dirt in. You got to vac up. This is the great time. I mean, people come in and out because, you know, it's going to be dirty. Now it's going to snow and blah. And bring it in. 30-day trial periods, money-back guarantees, all major brands, including Dyson Beam, Hoover, Eureka, Oreck, and so many more. The awesome staff help you find a perfect vacuum for your home, also give you helpful tips and the best repair. They're good guys. Great men and women. Make sure to mention the red tag, the Peter's Pick, October Red Tag. Maybe you will switch sides here. You come in. Make sure the Peter's Pick of the Month, the October Red Tag Sale. 50% off selected vacs. AndersonsVacuum.com. Again, everything's going to change now. People tracking dirt in the house. A great new vac. All the major brands, Dyson, Beam, Hoover, Eureka, Oreck, and everybody. 6 days a week. The website is AndersonsVacuums.com.
Yeah, I couldn't do the lives. But we couldn't switch because the problem is as soon as I start endorsing them, no one's going to go with them. I'd have to say, don't go to Anderson's Vac. I hate them. Don't go. Don't be it. And then everyone would go.
That's the only way.
I hate their vacuums. And then everyone would go, oh, I got to go there because Bill hates them. Yes.
Whatever you do. What's the great line? Don't throw me in a briar patch.
Yes, exactly.
I'm born and raised in a briar patch. Last night on Channel 9, and this is Kyle Clark again. Jimmy's coming up to talk about it. But what I see, and I got so many notes in front of me this morning, but Channel 9 is now developing the self-defense. This is what they're doing right now. Truly, just listen to them, watch them. And when they bring up the second gun theory, that's really a con. Everybody knows the gun was Keltner's. There's no great conspiracy to the second gun. But we've talked about this. And here's the headline. This is Channel 9's printed headline. Criminal case against unlicensed security guard could come down to self-defense argument. This is being led by, of course, Kyle Clark. And they're setting up, and they go get Mitch Morrissey, battling district attorney. I guess Stanley didn't work so well. And they ran some other guy in there for a cup of coffee, but he's gone. And now they're getting Mitch Morrissey, who's been an interesting character. In the role that he played with Bill Ritter and what happened and who went into crime. When they attempted to destroy, and actually he lost his job, ICE agents Corey Voorhees, who outed Ritter for agricultural trespassers on heroin dealers and child molesters. The guy went on to molest kids, and Ritter got him out. And that started a real big war. And what role did Morrissey play in this or not play in it? And he doesn't like me at all, which is perfectly fine with me. I'm not here to make friends. Having said that, who do they trot out? And again, the way this is set up, a little bit about the business. He's there. He's got the unbuttoned jacket. He's got the black blazer, unbuttoned neck of his shirt. And it's just it's a setup. And he starts talking about possible self-defense scenarios. Listen closely. And again, they're using the out-of-town reporter, so that's going to make a difference. They're all working for the same law firm, same bosses, you know. And it's the continuing setup. Here we go. This is Channel 9, and they're coming down with a self-defense argument for Matthew Dolloff.
The criminal case against the unlicensed security guard who shot and killed a man could come down to murder or self-defense. Matthew Dolloff is that guard, now defendant. He was hired by the company Pinkerton, contracted to provide security for 9 News journalists covering the rival protests in Denver recently when that shooting occurred. Dolloff's first court appearance is tomorrow. We're turning to some journalists from outside our newsroom to cover this story. The question of self-defense or murder gets a closer look now from Casey Nolan from our sister station in St. Louis.
What happened in the instant after this photo, we know. 49-year-old Lee Keltner died from a single gunshot. But it's what happened in the seconds before that could determine Matthew Dolloff's fate. The Denver district attorney charged the 30-year-old with murder in the second degree. But an attorney for the Dolloff family told 9 News in a statement Matt was acting in self-defense. Matt put his life and now his liberty between the now deceased and the 9 News employee. This was not a political assignment for Matt. This was simply Matt protecting your employee.
It's easy to claim self-defense, obviously, if you're just defending yourself in a fistfight or something. It's much harder to claim it when you kill somebody.
Mitch Morrissey spent more than three decades in the prosecutor's office and served 12 years as Denver's district attorney. He says to claim self-defense when deadly force is used, the defendant must have been confronted by deadly force.
And you just get slapped or even common bear mace, probably not going to kill you, probably not going to cause serious bodily injury.
Denver police say two guns were recovered from the scene where Lee Keltner was killed. They say one belonged to Matthew Doloff, but neither police nor prosecutors will say who had the second gun. Morrissey says if a second gun was involved, it may change the case.
See?
The individual that is using self-defense would have to know about the gun, would have to have seen the gun.
Morrissey says another Colorado law could be a factor, what's known as heat of passion.
And that's where somebody, there is a highly provoking act that causes you to kill someone. That's an even lesser offense than second-degree murder. So is being slapped a highly provoking act? Is having mace pointed at you after being slapped a highly provoking act? These are questions that a jury has to decide.
Provided, of course, the case reaches a jury. Matthew Doloff, at last check, has not been able to make bail and remains behind bars. Reporting in Denver, I'm Casey Nolan.
Now, see, now Jason Whitley's gone now, the guy from Dallas. I don't know where he is. They brought this other guy in, as if that cleans it up. But see what they're using Mitch Morrissey for. It's the beginning of the setup. They're trying to get themselves out of it. 303-696-1971. Line one is John. John, you're on a radio show. Good morning. Hey, John. John?
Hey, Pete.
There you go, man.
Pete, it's Jerry.
Oh, Robert, I'm sorry, brother.
Anyway, good show. Big fan.
Thank
one
you.
Thing I didn't get to see, and it seems like the cops were on that shooter instantly. What his stance was after he made that shot? Was he training it on the other people? Did he drop it immediately?
Oh yeah, he went to his knees, hands up. I saw him do it. I mean, I've seen him on the available video. And remember that I was told yesterday by a pretty good source. Remember, that's not all the video. There's Halo. There's stuff that they have in the DA's office. Stuff that the cops have that none of us have seen. And I don't know if that's
absolutely
true. Yeah, I'm sure it's true.
But the other thing I was going to bring up, it must have been 25 years ago or so when the helicopter stopped that carjacking guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know who was on the helicopter.
Yeah, there was a big uproar from the other, and I think it was Channel 9. I can't remember.
It was Channel 4. It was Jim Starr was the cameraman, and come on, Peter, was the pilot. Long-time friend.
I'd recognize his name if you said it.
Yeah.
The big uproar from the other media sources towards Channel 4 for using that as a put down the camera and do something?
But they had to. They saved lives. Come on, Peter, make your mind work.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
But, I mean, and now they all ride in the same helicopter, so those days are over. But Jim Starr, who actually ended up as the camera guy on the Wendy Bergen pit bull job, and that ended his career. But he was a hell of a guy. I mean, when I was working at KOA, and we were all in the same building. It was KOA TV before it became KCNC. And everybody's in the same building. And Jim was there. Jim was a really good guy. And someone told me he ended up working as a deputy sheriff in Alaska. But he was the camera guy. And I don't know why I'm not doing the pilot's name. Longtime friend again. I flew with him. Peter. But the point of it is, I don't know if anybody got real upset. They ended up getting, they saved lives. I mean, they.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That was great flying, and Star was great on that one. And it was a different, another, it was a different time. It was a different time.
But last thing is the name of a movie called Nightcrawler is a good example of photojournalism and how really raunchy it is. If you ever get a chance to see it, it's really good.
They're in a trap right now. All right, man. Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
You too. All right, we go to Jim. Jim, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Hey, Bubba.
I'm just going to change course a little bit.
Sure,
I want to go back to Biden's laptop. One thing I just want to say is if it was fake, why would Biden request the return of the laptop?
Oh, yeah.
Because he has.
Sure.
Okay? The fact of the matter is, second thing is that, you know, when you look at it, no one within the Biden circle has denied it.
Yeah.
No one has.
No.
Okay?
My belief is, what more do you need? No, my belief is that it's real. That's my belief. But, you know, we have to play this game now. Yes.
They have asked him. He has not denied it. He could come out anytime and say, this is not our laptop. He's not. And the fact of the matter is they have something perfect that they, I don't know if you know, when it was turned over, guess what it had stamped on it, a sticker on it? Biden Foundation.
Yeah.
That's how they know for sure.
I was reading last night that the Biden Foundation can only be not quite as crooked, but rivals the Clinton Foundation.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that was the Biden Foundation and the Clinton. No, that the Biden learned how to do it from watching the Clintons.
It is well known that if you needed help, Biden Foundation would help you get out of any situation.
As did the Clintons. The Clintons did it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The only thing about it is Biden was smart because nothing has his handwriting on it.
But I think
he never did anything with himself.
But he learned from the Clintons.
Maybe he taught the Clintons.
No, I don't think he's. I'll tell you, you do and say what you want to say, but some smart people, and that doesn't make them right. The Clintons were smart, way smart. Hillary Clinton is light years smarter than Joe Biden on his best day.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm not disputing this. The one thing I will say to you, the reason why Facebook and Twitter are suppressing this, because they know there's kind of a silent agreement. If you do this for us, Biden administration is going to leave them alone, whereas the Trump administration, they're going to go after them hard to break them up. The fact of the matter is Biden has basically said, protect me and I'll leave you guys alone.
Good call. Thank you. All right. We're going to do a couple of things here. The market report's coming up. Jimmy Sangerberg is coming on. He did a piece in The Hill. The Hill doesn't say it because I read it in The Hill about Kyle Clark and Channel 9. And then I read this morning, and I'm a big fan of Mike Roberts. Now, Roberts does this story on this JonBenet, and it's just great. It's only Roberts, and it's from The Globe, and we'll get Michael on. 13 days. And again, I'm watching Nine News help with the defense, and now it's become the self-defense. And they are doing it, and they're doing it again. In this time of uncertainty, now more than ever, convert your diamonds and your gold and your sterling silver and your wedding bands and Rolex watches into cash. David Ellis, Cherry Creek. Instant cash on the spot. David's been buying precious metals, coins, and jewelry in Colorado for decades. David offers confidential evaluations on estate sale jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, antique items. There's no obligation. Free evaluation. It's private. It's confidential. Call David Ellis Jewelry today at 303-322-8779. 303-322-8779. Third and Clayton and Cherry Creek. 6 days a week, the man's there. Walk in. 303-322-8779. 303-322-8779. DavidEllisJewelry.com. Mike Silva was the pilot. You ever have brain gas and it just doesn't give it to you? Mike Silva. Maybe I'm doing a Joe Biden. Come on, Peter. I just saw him like 6 months ago. We hugged. I flew with him in the fires once. Just a really great guy. Mike Silva was the pilot, and Jim Stare was the cameraman. Back after this on 710 KNUS.
News Talk 710. Update. The Peter Boyle Show.
Wednesday morning, 21 October 2020, 13 days from the election. 73 the high today and 62, and then, boy, it gets cold. Weekend's rough. Gabe joins us from Alpine. What do we got, man? Good morning.
Good morning, Pete. I couldn't really make it out. Was that DJ Billy playing some Marshall Tucker?
Yeah, it was. The Marshall Tucker Company. Did you ever hear that story?
No, I didn't.
We got to be with them, and I love the Marshall Tucker Band. And this was years ago when I was working with Bob, and I said, well, which one of those guys is Marshall Tucker? And they had a practice. You know, they had a place they rented in I believe in Dallas, but don't hold me to that part of it. But they had a practice hall where they pr- practiced and they kept their instruments. And the key and the lock were called Marshall Tucker, the Marshall Tucker Key Company. And it said Marshall Tucker on the key. And the guy said, that's where we got our name, from the Marshall Tucker Key Company. How's that?
I did not know that.
I mean, it's just one of those disc jockey weird things when you're in the business. But there is no, because I thought, well, there's the lead singer's name is Marshall Tucker, you know, singing Heard in the Love Song.
Yeah.
There's no such guy. How about
learn something new from you every day?
Well, yeah, me too. But that's something I had back in the back of my head somewhere. But that's the Marshall Tucker Key Company. I think I'm going to say it was in Dallas, but that could have been, that, I forget where in Texas, but it was in Texas.
Well, I got something new to Google when I hang up here. Okay. But hitting the market, sir, we're starting off in the green. Started relatively flat, but now we're slightly up. Currently, the Dow is up 77, NASDAQ is up 67, and the S&P is up 15. As kind of Amy hit on yesterday, the market is kind of watching for news or lack of news about the stimulus talks. Secretary Mnuchin and Speaker Pelosi are set to talk today. And I think the reason there's so much weight on this, Pete, is getting people back to work. Although we have seen the unemployment numbers go down slightly, you had a lot of people in August and September just simply leave the workforce, stop looking for jobs. So this is important. We'll see if we can get something done before the election and how that might affect the results a bit. We do have some clients that, you know, whether it's optimism or concern coming up on November 3rd, the one thing we are doing with them is if you have special expenses, things like a new car purchase, home down payment, surgery coming up, raising that cash and making some reallocations in preparation for that. So, as always, if you have some listeners that need some help with their portfolio or their plan, have them give Brian, Amy, and myself a call.
303-843-0918, 303-843-0918. Investing is a matter of trust. They will earn yours. Gabe is there, 303-843-0918. Excuse me, Peter, spit it out. I'm having numbers day. 0918. We'll do it again tomorrow, Gabe. Thanks, Bubba. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Be well. Bye-bye.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
All right, back to the phones we go. We go to Craig on one. You're on the radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey.
You know, the way I understand it, listening to what Mitch Morrissey says on that 9 News video, it almost hurts, I think, the narrative that Channel 9 is trying to push. Because he mentions that is having, you know, bear spray sprayed at you or being slapped justification for lethal force. It sounds like he's saying no. So doesn't it kind of hurt the narrative that Channel 9 is trying to push?
I think it's just the opposite. I think that they're introducing self-defense. Everybody else has left the story go now. 9 has introduced the self-defense defense. And they take Mitch to explain self-defense. And he said, well, could be this, could be that, could be this, could be that. And they also interject the second gun, which everybody knows is Keltner's gun. And they say, all they say is police recovered 2 guns. And they're muddling the story. By then, there's nobody that's covering the story. The question is, was it pulled? Was it yanked? Did he draw it? The answer is no, he did not. And he was a right-handed shooter. If he was going for his gun, and he had the bear spray in his right hand, which is his shooting hand. I think what they're trying to do, and I don't know if Mitch is witting or unwitting, but they're coming up with the self-defense.
Well, you know, when you take concealed carry classes, it says, you know, there's just a real small scope of where it's legal and justified to, you know, pull your weapon on somebody and use it. And and I think in front of a jury, you know, if they're going to have a hard time not convicting Doloff.
Yeah, but if they can turn it, I mean, you can always sway juries. If you can make a strong enough case that he was in fear for his life, and I've been through CCW courses and shooting schools too. Remember, there's a factor called I fear for my life. Remember that. And remember, like, we've had those guys on to talk about shooting somebody in your house. You can't shoot them outside. You know, if you think they're coming in, that's not a reason to pull the trigger. If they're in,
you're not even supposed to shoot them if they're in your house, leaving your house.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Remember that story? I think it was a 7-Eleven. The guy had stuck it up, had robbed it, and he was running down the street, and a guy came out of the 7-Eleven and rolled him. And he stood trial because the guy was fleeing. He wasn't still He wasn't a threat. He had stuck the guy up, stolen his money, and run. You can't shoot him. And the same thing is true with, you know, do you see a case of self-defense? I don't know. But is Lee Keltner was murdered. He was killed. He had a killing. And the station, Channel 9's problems are worse because the most prominent anchor, and this is what Daniel Cole writes, most prominent anchor frequently targeted for ridiculing the same kind of people Matthew Doloff targeted with his gun. There's an opening. That's a good shot, but it's not. And so do you think in that moment that Doloff is in self-defense?
I don't.
No, not because Keltner is backing away from him, is he not?
Yeah, they're both backing away.
Yeah.
According to what I'm told. And there's 7 feet. Somebody measured this. I don't know it to be true. It's from my notes. There are 7 feet between them. And nobody looks like they're closing. Looks like they're backing away. And is it true? Because, again, this is question mark stuff. Was Doloff reaching for Keltner? And Keltner slapped him. And then it's on. But Keltner doesn't have it. I mean, he has a gun. He's got a CCW, I'm told. But he doesn't have it out. And this, the nine's continuing the mystery of the second gun. That's despicable. Anybody that knows the story knows the gun's Keltner's gun. And so what they're doing is setting up, did Keltner have his gun too? You see where they're headed with that. If you can make a case that Keltner had a gun, well, then it made it okay for Doloff to have a gun.
Well, he did not have his hand on the gun.
That doesn't matter. Or does it? I mean, again, you're going in front of juries. And I'm told that this the Doloff family has hired one hell of a lawyer. He's supposed to be really, really good. And friends of mine who know him say the guy's good. He's a good lawyer.
Well, he's going to need it.
Well, but see, and that's the part of this. And one of the things that nine, quote, reporter from wherever he's from, he said, if it goes to a jury. And that's the criminal part of it, not the civil part of it. And even the civil part of it, according to people that I respect, Channel 9 and Pinkerton's together can come up with a massive cash settlement and hand it over to Keltner's family, and it all goes away and gets zipped up. I don't know. But there's no innocence here.
Well, if this keeps up, I think a change of venue is still going to be – I've mentioned this before, that a change of venue may be necessary. I don't know how you're going to get an impartial jury anywhere in this community that hasn't heard this story and keeps hearing the Channel 9, you know, narrative.
But there's also, you know, I think what the radio station, what Randy's done, Stefan's done, what Chuck and Julie have done, what others have done, you can take some – I mean, there's somewhat of a resistance. But the way Channel 4 put this character on as Jeremiah Elliott, it's a pretty big tsunami to go up against. You're a very good call. Craig, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
On the other side, Jimmy comes on the show, and we'll talk about the piece that he done. We'll play that nine thing again, see what he takes on it. And then Mike Roberts on the JonBenet story, and Stefan this afternoon, 303-696-1971. Good morning, everyone. It's going to turn cold in the next couple of days. 710 KNUS.
Three ways to reach the show. Call us at 303-696-1971. Text us on the free-to-download 710 KNUS app. Or send us an email. Just go to the Peter Boyles page at 710KNUS.com and click on Email the Show.